Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Just real quick about the Penguins. And I'll get into the Penguins in more detail, but I had mentioned them, and so I'd better talk about them here before we get to fan weather from KDK. You know what they did yesterday is it's nothing to really get excited about, but look what they did last year when Kyle Dubas brought in Riley Smith. I'm thinking this is great. You know, you can put him, you can see it doesn't matter whether he plays on well at the time. Well, still, Malkin's line or Sid's line, wherever he was going to fit, he never fit anywhere. And you know, the narrative is that he never wanted to be here to begin with. And I don't know. Maybe I guess Pittsburgh is funny. A lot of my fraternity brothers, we have these reunions, and I keep mentioning Pittsburgh as a location. No one's real excited about coming here. And you know, maybe that's it. Maybe people have Pittsburgh's not the biggest metropolitan place, but we have. In terms of arts, in terms of entertainment, in terms of sports, we have everything that any city needs except for an NBA team. And we do have the University of Pittsburgh. Duquesne went to the NCAAs. Robert Morris has had ups and downs. But, you know, but except for big-time basketball, and at one time Pitt was big-time basketball, and hopefully they'll get back there at some time. Like I said, Duquesne made it to the NCAAs. But Pittsburgh has everything you need. You don't need anything else. Except for the weather, and the weather's been kind of wonky this year too, even wonkier in terms of tornadoes. But I don't know why you wouldn't want to be here and to play on that team with the Penguins players. But apparently he never did. I mean, but to me that should have worked, and it was a name. I was excited about Ryan Graves. I'm thinking, all right, here's a big dude. You come in and he'll help whether he's with Carlson or whether he's with Letang. It should work. Well, it didn't. And he's still here, and it should have worked, at least based on what I thought as somebody who had seen the guy play for other teams. Erik Karlsson should have worked. The power play should have worked. They got four Hall of Famers on the power play. It should work. It didn't. You know, Lars Eller did work. Okay, that was Lars Eller was he is a great component of a championship contending team. Guys like Lars Eller. But that's what he is. He's a component where he gives you strength on the third, probably better the fourth line. But he did work. He did what he was supposed to do. He gets it. And then I thought Achari worked until he got hurt, and then obviously it didn't work. And then Nieto got hurt as well. He never really had a chance to see him at all. But then the guys they signed yesterday: Blake Lizotte, Anthony Beauvillier, and Matt Grzelczyk. you know, I'm kind of, maybe Grelzik will be, he'll be okay, but he's a third pairing defenseman. But here, he's probably going to be asked to be paired with Chris Letang. And maybe he, and by all accounts, he didn't have a great season in Boston last year, but he's a guy you saw play for another team against the Penguins and probably play pretty well. And so you're like, oh, okay. You know, Blake Lizotte's a little dude, feisty, okay. You know, he might be all right. And then Anthony Beauvillier is one of those guys that I always thought, like, his name was like Mo Villiers. I don't know why, but it just Beauvillier just sounded like a like somebody's full name. And but he's a guy who, again, his play apparently has fallen off. He was with three teams last year, so obviously he bounced around like a pinball. But he was a guy who has played well against the Penguins in the past. But there's that phrase, in the past. You know, what's he going to do here? I don't know. But I did tease this. The one move that the Penguins need to make, and I wanted them to make it, and nothing against the guy personally, they need to get rid of Tristan Jarry. That's a trade that needs to be made. They don't need him. Ned is fine, and they need to give Blomqvist, I don't know if they need to give him the net, but he needs to come up to the NHL, because I think his talent is wasted in the American Hockey League, and that he and Ned would make a solid combination. You know, is it a Stanley Cup winning combination? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people think Blomqvist is going to be real good, but we don't know that yet. But they don't need Jarry. For a guy who you know, for a time was leading the league in shutouts and then would have meltdowns on a fairly regular basis. He wasn't shutting somebody out. He's, you know, when you needed him to step up over the last few years, he just hasn't. He just hasn't. And then he played so poorly, like, what, two-thirds of the way through last year that he didn't even get a chance to play down the stretch, to play meaningful games. He didn't deserve to, but he's got a big contract, and I didn't like it when they I didn't like the contract when they gave it to him, and apparently a lot of other teams don't like that contract now. But they ate, what, $1.5 million, I read, of Riley Smith's deal. If you have to eat a little bit of Jari's salary, find somebody to take him. There's got to be somebody out there that likes him. It's time to move on from him, and that would create more salary cap space, but, you know, what are they going to do with it? You know, and even talking about Sidney Crosby's contract extension is something that may not happen. That's a complete waste of breath. It's going to happen. I think everybody knows that. But you know, Sid, and I guess the discussion that actually is relevant in that regard is how he finishes out his career, and if it turns into a Ray Bourque situation. Although Ray Bourque had never won a Stanley Cup in Boston, as Penguins fans know, because they beat the Bruins twice on their way to cups. But if he gets traded to play with Nathan MacKinnon in Colorado when he's 39 years old, you know, maybe, I don't know. But, you know, as for now, there's worrying about, and the only thing I guess would be how much his extension or how much is the contract worth, because Sid loves that 8.7 thing.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.